This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Meeting of the House of Representatives postponed till January 20th. State 3 Province Assembly ratifies proposal to retain Hetauda as its permanent capital and Bagmati Province as its name. And rockets fired on an Iraqi airbase used by the US Army. Now the news in detail. The State Assembly of Province No. 3 has ratified the bill proposing Bagmati as the province's name and Hetauda as its permanent capital. Earlier, Hetauda was the provisional capital for the state. A meeting of the State Assembly held yesterday endorsed the proposal tabled by Chief Minister Dormani Powdal proposing Bagmati as the province's name and Hetauda as the permanent capital. In the voting, 105 votes out of 108, which is over a two-third majority, were cast in the support of the proposal. Meanwhile, in the meeting, Saja Bibekshil party leader Ramesh Powdal presented a proposal seeking Thulikhel of Kabri to be designated as the permanent capital, but it was rejected by a majority. Earlier in the meeting, State 3 Chief Minister Dormani Powdal said it was the need to choose Hetauda as the permanent capital of the state, bringing in mind physical infrastructures available in Hetauda, regional balance and the issue of security sensitiveness. In his address to queries by State Assembly members during the discussion on the proposal tabled by him, the Chief Minister expressed his hope that the state government would fulfill its responsibilities, meeting the people's aspirations for development. Stating that no attempt was made to curtail the independence of State Assembly, he pledged to ensure the people's security, further strengthen Federal Republic and implement projects of national pride in coordination with the central government. The meeting of the House of Representatives that had been rescheduled for yesterday was called off, issuing a notice. Deputy Speaker Dr. Sivamaya Tumbahampe was supposed to chair yesterday's session. However, the House meeting has been adjourned till 1 a.m. of January 20, citing special reason. Federal Parliament spokesperson Dr. Rojnath Pandey said the meeting was postponed as per the decision of the Deputy Speaker. The 5th Federal Parliament session was adjourned in the absence of a political understanding in the matters of election scheduled of the House Speaker. The Nepali Communist Party leadership has already placed a request to Deputy Speaker Tumbahampe to consider tendering resignation to make headway for new election for the appointment of the Speaker. Deputy Speaker Tumbahampe has been holding consultations with the Communist Party Chairman, K.P. Sharma Oli, and Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda, demanding that she should be made a contender for the vacant post of the Speaker. The meeting of the National Assembly held yesterday unanimously approved the proposal presented seeking consideration on the Railway Bill 2020. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nyamwang had presented the proposal. Around 8 billion rupees has already been allocated on the topic of railway operation in current fiscal year 2019-20. Responding to the queries raised in course of discussion in principle of the proposal, Minister Nyamwang said the railway bill had been brought as per the need and demand of the time and situation. Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly has prepared a report on the bill designed to manage interrelationship among federal, provincial and local governments based on the suggestions received from the experts. The report will incorporate the provisions of rights and scope of Federal Coordination Council and Provincial Coordination Council along with the development activities to be carried by the three tier governments. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has said the government has been working to formulate a new umbrella act to manage 11 different universities in the country. Taking part in the meeting of the Education and Health Committee of the Parliament, dwelling on the bill formulated to amend some education-related acts in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Pokhrel said the government was doing homework to bring an umbrella act to manage the universities in the country. Minister Pokhrel vowed to formulate the umbrella act at the time of elusive consensus among the stakeholders regarding the appointment of office bearers, scholarship management and aligning universities with a single Guiding Act. Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed corruption cases against 13 individuals, including the then District Forest Officer of Makwanpur District, Rajendra Nyupane, at the Special Court. The anti-graft body has accused the then District Forest Officer Nyupane of embezzling more than 15,219,000 rupees, colluding with the office bearers of the Sethi Devi Community Forest Consumer Committee. The commission has sought a fine of 15,219,000 rupees each from the then District Forest Officer Nyupane, Deputy Forest Officers Rambabu Yadav and Rajendra Man Bhandari and Bishal Bhatrai, Sonalal Prasad Jaiswal, Naren Bahadur Kargi, Rangers Raju Lama, Mohan Raj Kimire, Forest Guard Kiran Kumar Chetri, Dhana Lal Yadav, Chair of the Consumer Committee Khama Singh Naisur, Consumer Committee Secretary Hari Maya Mukhtan and Consumer Committee Treasurer Rezina Gole. Likewise, a corruption case has been filed against Principal of Panna Devi Higher Secondary School, Sunar Pati Yadav, for embezzling 1,226,000 rupees. Similarly, the Commission filed a corruption case against Pyutan District Road Division Chief Divisional Engineer Dhruva Kumar Shrestha and Engineer Neeraj Mahajan, who have been arrested with a bribe money of 2 million rupees. Although normal life has been affected due to the cold wave and snowfall, no human casualties was recorded this year, according to the government. No human casualties was recorded thanks to the necessary precautions and coordination made by the government, Minister for Home Affairs Rambabu Thapa said, directing the subordinate bodies of the ministry to take initiative to reduce disaster risk and make arrangements as winter season was still on. Addressing a meeting of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee held at the ministry yesterday, Minister Thapa indicated that the snowfall might take place again and urged the people to adopt proper precautions. He expressed his concern about high number of human casualties recorded due to road accidents. Chief Justice Cholinder Samsir Rana has stressed on implementing directive orders as they were for establishing the welfare nation. Speaking at an interaction on role of concerned authorities regarding implementation of directive orders issued by the court organized at the Supreme Court yesterday, Chief Justice Rana said that such orders had the objectives of preserving citizens' rights, national development and alerting the government. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Barsha Manpun has appealed to the international community to invest in Nepal's hydropower sector. At the 10th session of the Assembly of International Renewable Energy Agency taking place in Abu Dhabi, Minister Poon said that political stability had been established in Nepal with the formulation of the new constitution and the incumbent government had created investment-friendly environment, saying investment in hydropower as per the public-private partnership was the government's policy. He urged the foreign investors to invest in Nepal with confidence. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patrai has stressed on preparing grounds conducive to the tourists so that they could spend more money while staying in Nepal. He added that each tourist spent as little as $44 per day in Nepal and it should be doubled by creating appropriate environment to the visitors. In a press meet organized by Press Organization Nepal Sindhuli Chapter yesterday, Minister Bhatrai argued that the Visit Nepal would generate employment opportunity in the country. Government has declared has decided rather to celebrate National Yoga Day on January 15. This year, Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has determined national unity, relevance of yoga as the slogan for this year's celebration. A main organizing committee has been formed in coordination of Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Giriraj Mani Pokhrel. The national day will be marked organizing various programs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Rockets have been fired on an Iraqi airbase north of Baghdad where US troops have been based, wounding at least 4 Iraqi troops. No immediate information about American casualties was reported. At least 6 rockets struck at the Al-Balad base, which hosts American trainers, advisors and a company that provides maintenance services for F-16 aircraft. Some projectiles fell on a restaurant inside the airbase. The attack came just days after Iran fired ballistic missiles at 2 bases in Iraq that house US forces, causing no casualties. Meanwhile, Iran's leaders have faced a second day of protest following their admission that the military shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, many of them Iranians. Protesters in Tehran and in several other cities chanted slogans against the leadership. Clashes with security forces and the firing of tear gas are reported. Iran admitted unintentionally hitting the plane after initially denying it amid rising tensions with the United States. The plane en route to Ukrainian capital Kiev was shot down near Tehran last Wednesday, shortly after Iran had launched missiles at 2 air bases housing US forces in Iraq. At least 11 people have died as a result of severe storms sweeping across parts of the southern US states, bringing high winds and heavy rain. Deaths were reported in the states of Alabama, Louisiana and Texas. Hundreds of thousands of people have been affected by power cuts as a result of the storms, while homes have been destroyed and roads flooded. A volcano near the Philippine capital of Manila has spewed a massive cloud of ash into the sky, forcing the precautionary evacuation of thousands of residents. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology on Sunday raised the alert level at the rumbling Taal volcano, which lies 65 kilometers south of Manila, to level 3, indicating magmatic unrest that could lead to a hazardous eruption in weeks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mainly fair throughout the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. Meeting of the House of Representatives postponed till January 20. State 3 Province Assembly ratifies proposal to retain Hetauda as its permanent capital and Bagmati Province as its name. And rockets fired on an Iraqi airbase used by the US Army. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.